This is GIS News. Coming up, new police unit to be formed. Government puts measures in place to continue improving the country's international business ranking. And over 2,000 health workers receive training in Ebola management. The news in detail after the break.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Two key divisions within the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will be combined to form an elite investigation unit in the fight against terrorism and transnational crimes. The units are the Organized Crime Investigations Division, OCID, and the Flying Squad.
The merger is essentially to make them much more effective at what they do and to ensure that where there are overlaps, we don't have any wastage and so on. They are going to be much more involved in anti-terrorist enforcement. They are going to be trained more specifically in investigating crimes that are normally done by terrorists.
Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams. Jamaica can expect further improvements in its international business ranking this year as a result of continued moves by the government to boost the business and investment climates. Last year, Jamaica improved its ranking on the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Report, moving up 8 places to 86 out of 144 countries. The country also moved up 27 places from 85 to 58 in the World Bank's Doing Business Report to become the Caribbean's highest-ranked country in terms of ease of doing business. Minister of Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton credits the country's improved position in the international business indices to the systematic work being undertaken by the government. He says some key reforms are underway, such as establishment of the port community system and a customs management system, implementation of a single electronic window for trade, and the establishment of an online platform for the registration of companies. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Arnaldo Brown has commended members of the Jamaican diaspora for their consistent support and commitment to the country, having contributed $2 billion in remittances to the economy over the last 2 years. Mr. Brown says the amount constitutes the largest source of foreign exchange earnings outside of tourism and almost equals the size of the country's net international reserve, NIR.
Therefore, in the context of our economic advancement and development as a country, we have to engage the Jamaican community that resides outside and that we have to think of Jamaica as being borderless and that the contributions of Jamaicans overseas to Jamaica is not limited to the remittances, but it demonstrates the level of commitment that Jamaicans have to Jamaica.
Mr. Brown was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And over 2,000 health workers have so far received training in Ebola management since the Ministry of Health began its preparations to mitigate the disease in the event it enters the island. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse says the training includes doctors, nurses, laboratory personnel, porters and drivers.
To date, over 2,215 healthcare staff members have been trained, including donning and doffing personal protective equipment. This training will continue throughout the year with those persons who are assigned to work in the Ebola Treatment Center, having practice of the procedures each month.
Dr. Ducasse was speaking in an interview with GIS News Monday. 71 emergency medical technicians of the Ministry of Health and Jamaica Fire Brigade Emergency Medical Service were also trained as members of the patient transfer team. This in addition to the training that was provided through collaboration with CUBO. Sensitization sessions have also been held for over 1,120 workers from other sectors, including tourism, national security, and agriculture. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.